When my parents were teenagers, they fled from a war between Eritrea and Ethiopia. In their 20s, they settled down in California. My parents and I have a generation gap and a cultural gap. On top of that, they survived a violent, historic event that robbed them of their adolescence. My mom often tells stories about her childhood in Eritrea in relation to my life. When I was 14, I was anxious about entering high school. When she was 14, she was doing chores for her 5-person family. When I was 16, I was worried about midterms and when I could see friends. When she was 16, she was crossing a desert to save her life. Recently, I forgot to do the dishes. When my mom saw a pile of dirty plates in the sink, she scolded me. She said that at 18, she was working as a maid in Italy and taking care of her brothers while also learning Italian. If she could do all that, then I should at least do the dishes. I felt inadequate saying that I forgot because I had debate practice and homework. At times, I feel like I'm disappointing my mom by not living up to the standards she set. As I've grown older, I realized my mom's experiences are unique and important, but so are mine. That's when I started looking at our stories side by side, rather than measuring my life experiences against hers. I realize I can follow in my parents' footsteps without repeating their experiences. For instance, although my mom took care of her family at 18, it doesn't mean I have to take care of my entire family now. It means that I should work hard for myself and those I care about. By changing my perspective, I was able to build a stronger relationship with my mom and honor her journey, a journey that led to this life I have now. With a perspective, I'm Mela Siyum.